Happy Tuesday. Welcome back to another episode of Gabrielle. Let's just get into it with my helpful tip this week. Helpful tip this week is don't go to bed without leaving the kitchen clean. That's a good tip for anybody. Mom, dads, singles, whatever stage in life that you are, don't go to bed without leaving the kitchen clean. Because guess what? When you wake up the next morning, if you have to clean the kitchen, pack away the dishes, do all of that stuff, you just wasted time in a new day that you could have just completed the day before. So, to supercharge your mornings, don't go to bed leaving the kitchen dirty, leave it clean. And yeah, that's your helpful tip for this week. This week, I am talking about taking my relationship with my husband off of autopilot. So I shared this in a post, I don't know how long ago, on our Instagram page. And it's something I've been thinking about for quite a while. I'm also a part of a mom's group on Facebook. That's the challenge happening this month, where we're intentionally focusing on different steps that we can speak or partner's love languages, but also show that we want to, how do I describe this in the right way? Just, yeah, be intentional about our relationships. And that was so good when they chose that for the challenge for February, because like I said, that's something that's been on my mind for a long time. The truth is, when kids come into the picture, your relationship takes a little bit of a backseat. Well, a huge backseat. And it's not intentional. I don't think it's that you intentionally want to do it, but just all the adjustments and all of what happens when kids get added into the mix of things, it's easy to say, okay, this can wait for a bit and then I can get to that at a later time. And guys, we've only had kids for 2 going on 3 years. So if I'm feeling the effects of this already, I can't imagine what it's like having kids for years and years and years and this not actually be something that we look at intentionally. So yeah, with all the crazy things happening, we end up keeping our relationship waiting. We'll get to it later. But the truth is, those small increments of waiting, they do add up. And eventually you recognize, oh, I have this thing on autopilot. So what does that mean? It's on autopilot. There isn't really much thought going into the day-to-day things that are happening between you and your husband. We're just doing the normal things. We're doing the routine. Especially if you see your spouse all the time, you know, if you're just like, yeah, we see each other all the time. I feel like that's such a dangerous thought, because slowly it becomes a forgotten entity, because yeah, he's there, I am here, we see each other, we're happy, we're in love, but it doesn't really grow. Your marriage doesn't get the room to grow into the capacity that it could grow into, because it isn't being looked at with strategy and intention. So yeah, I thought about this a couple nights ago. We had just put the kids to bed and the boys both sleep in different rooms right now because they're still too young to share a room. So yeah, we'd both put the kids to bed and we were walking out of the rooms at the same time. And we just met in the hallway and we hugged each other. And I just thought, gosh, there was once a point in time when it was just the two of us. And we could do whatever we wanted to do. We could focus on each other. We didn't really have to focus on each other if we didn't want to. But it was just the two of us. And I think in that short moment where we hugged each other, I was just thinking, oh, it was just the two of us once. Like, I don't know if you completely understand that emotion. It was just that realization of, oh, it will never be just the two of us for a long time. So yeah, we talk a lot on our podcast that we share together about staying in love while raising kids, because we recognize it really is an important thing. Like, you do have to look at that course of your love while raising kids intentionally, because something you hear a lot of times from couples with older kids, not all, but there are a few, is that they've grown apart. They've, you know, they raise their kids together, and then after a while they're just like, oh, we want different things. You know, he wants to do this and I want to do that, and they're going completely different directions. And it's almost as if their love didn't grow with them as they were raising their kids. Their love didn't evolve with them. And I just don't want that to happen to our love. I don't want to get to 18 years or 20 something years with our boys, and then it's just like, oh, we don't know each other. You and I want different things, and I don't think this is going to work. But it is really true. So some of the steps I'm taking this year, especially, and yeah, sometimes when we look at things like over the course of a year, it just gets a little bit overwhelming and daunting. I just look at it day to day. Something I'm doing intentionally is learning to speak my husband's love language again. His love languages are receiving gifts and acts of service. If you don't know about the five love languages, I'm sure you probably do. But if you don't know about the five love languages, Dr. Gary Chapman wrote this book, I don't know how many years ago, but he had this simple truth. Relationships grow better when we understand each other. And when we understand that everybody receives love differently. What we need is just insight into those differences, and then we will feel equipped and confident enough to love the people in our lives well. So that's basically what the five love languages are about. And then there are five love languages: receiving gifts, acts of service, words of affirmation, quality time, and physical touch. So I'll put the link in the description notes for you to do the quiz. So if you don't know your love language, or you don't know your spouse's love language, then you'll be able to do that quiz and find out what it is, so you can speak the way that you both receive love. So how do I take my relationship off of autopilot moving forward? And how do you do this too? If this is something that you recognize in your marriage that you intentionally need to take steps in, how do you do this? First, recognize that you have control over yourself. You only have control over yourself. You have to take steps to intentionally make your love work. But because you're doing that, it doesn't mean that your spouse has to. And I'm not saying that they shouldn't be taking steps. I'm saying that we can't push them to do the things that we're doing just because we're doing them. What we hope that would happen is that when we start to take those steps and take control over ourselves and our actions, that they will see, and then they'll respond with the things that we need. The reciprocity will be there once we've done it ourselves. So yeah, recognize that we have control over ourselves. I have control over my actions. I am responsible for my actions towards my husband. I am responsible for speaking his love language. I am responsible for meeting the expectations that he has of me that I can actually meet. And I am responsible for communicating with him about the expectations that I have and the expectations that he might have that I can't meet. I'm responsible for those things. You also set aside time, because the truth is, love takes time. Love takes work. That's a plug for Love Works. We did, we created a relationship program that focuses on 12 foundational habits to make your love work. And yeah, it was on that basis that love takes work. Love works, but it takes work. So set aside time, because if you're going to be intentional about these things, you can't keep doing the same thing, really. That doesn't sound like you're being loving. You can't keep doing the same thing over and over unless they want you to. You also want to be creative. You want to use your initiative, and you need time to do that. You need time to observe your partner, what's happening in their life, what's happening in their emotion, what's happening in their world right now, so that you can speak their love effectively. So yeah, like I said, doing the day-to-day things, even though I was serving him in that way and he used to love that in the beginning of our marriage, now that doesn't really speak his love language. There are different things on his plate right now that he would want me to help him with. Those speak his love language a little bit more now than the day-to-day things. And then there are some days where the regular things that I'll do at home will speak his love language. And so I think observation is very crucial in strategy. You have to observe. Look at taking your relationship off of autopilot as something that you have to do strategically. I said that word strategy already, and this is just the important part about it. You have to be strategic about it. Whenever we think, okay, we're gonna have date night at some point this week, if we aren't strategic about getting the kids to bed, getting someone here in time, making sure that we plan ahead for it, it doesn't happen. It rarely is enough time for us to get to where we need to get to, have a conversation. But when we're strategic about it, we can both dress up for it so that we present ourselves in a nice way. We feel nice together. We look nice together. We remember how we used to look nice. And we get the kids to bed in time. We get them off to sleep. There is no rush. They go to bed well, you know, they don't feel rushed being put to bed. And then we get out the door and we have time to actually spend with each other. But that happens with strategy. So taking your relationship off of autopilot does require strategy. And I'd say the foundational thing is just looking at your relationship with care, looking at this person that you married with care. They're the very first person in your family that you're creating, and they're the person that's gonna be with you when your kids are grown and they're gone, and you've done so many things together. You've had so many adventures together. You did so many wonderful things during your date times together. Remember those moments. Remember that person. Look at your relationship with care and just walk out your love with care. Work through your love with care. Those are the things I'm doing this year to take my love off of autopilot. If you think you need to be doing this too, please leave a comment in the comment section. Tell me what stood out to you in this episode, and we're going to start doing a Q&A segment. I think I should do a Q&A segment. Should I? I'll probably post a sticker thing in stories a couple days before the recording of the next episode so that we can ask questions. You guys can ask questions that I can pick from randomly and answer. But thank you for sticking with me again, guys. And yeah, remember to embrace the mundane. It's a beautiful, wonderful part of life, and you are being transformed in the process every day. See you next week.